Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and welcome again to another wonderful spiritual video of words of encouragement for you, the hidden you, just like this guy. And I want to thank Pixabay for this free motion video. And I want you to give a big thank you to Zoom Pro, who I'm recording through, and my home. Early this morning, it must be about 6 o'clock, and I'm recording so I can do a lot of editing. But this week's word of encouragement, it is number 10 of 2024. I got a question to ask you, as I always do. Who judges you? It's a deep question. Well, what part of you needs judging? And we're going to find out. We're going to go to the Authorized King James Bible, and we are going to listen to King David of ancient Israel to find out. But first, let's open up with a big welcome and some prayers. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words, for they are living and they are true. We thank you for the ancient Israel, King David, the second king of ancient Israel. Thank you for bringing him up in the sheepfold, then calling him out to be a king because he followed after your heart. He didn't know a lot as a young child, but you gave him prophets to help him. You gave him his ancestors to help him. You gave him personal experience to help him. You gave him dreams and visions. You guided him. And as he grew into a young man, and then an adult, he did slip away from you. He became evil and wicked in his thoughts, became a flesh creature, and you had to deal with him. But we thank you here for what he's going to help us to understand about ourselves and you in this word of encouragement called Who Judges Us, or Who Judges You, because I'm asking that about them, Father. So be with us in this spiritual teaching video so those that are watching it can learn about themselves. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the Word made flesh, the young man who was in a dirt body named Jesus, who lived 33 years on the earth, finally went to a cross for you and went into hell for you. And then he rose up out of the tomb 3 days later, a new creature, a new being, newly glorified in his new spiritual state. In his name, his nature, his image, his glory. Amen. All right? Like, this is a picture of you back here. Now, I don't use a green screen, so if my hair looks weird, if I get fuzzy, if I point my hand and it disappears, you know why. I'm hoping Zoom Pro will fix their program so I don't have to have a green screen and I don't look fuzzy. But you'll just have to put up with it. And if you don't like my fuzziness, just close your eyes and listen. So here on this word of encouragement for you, of the year 2024, Who Judges You? We're going to the book of Psalms. It's out of the Authorized King James Bible. I use that one because there's no commentaries. I learned from King James, the first king of England, Scotland, and Ireland. You don't need commentaries by any religion, denomination, any human. Your interpreter, to give you the interpretation, the meaning was the Holy Spirit. I do use the Strong's Concordance and the Webster's Dictionary, because it is important that you know the meaning of the words. The Bible was written in Hebrew, Greek, maybe Aramaic. Some of you may have a Latin Vulgate Bible, or you may have other Bibles. There's many different translations, many different variations. And I discovered when I was learning how to be who I am, that even our enemy, the adversary of God himself, through humanity, owns Bible translation companies. They will leave out one word, change some scriptures, some prayers, so you don't get the full meaning. After I've looked up a word, and the Strong's Concordance or the Webster's Dictionary, and I don't understand it yet, I ask the Holy Spirit, my spiritual master teacher and guide. And then he explains it to me in many different ways. It could be in a movie, through a book, a true story, nature, in circumstances, experiences, artwork, songs. He will pick the way that will help me to understand the Word of God. Each of us is different in how we learn and what he uses and how he helps us. Sometimes it's in your dreams. Sometimes it's through many different ways. But he's there to help you understand the Word of God. I also had to learn, and he had to teach me, to put the word spiritual in front of the words. Because the book, the Word of God, is about spirit and life. It is talking to us about a God who is a spirit. And that God who is a spirit wants our spirit, sort of this guy, to know him in spirit and in truth, to worship him in spirit and truth. So I had to learn how to read the Bible from both the flesh side and the spiritual side. So you'll hear a lot of the word spiritual in front of words. Because when it's talking to our forever person, as I call us, the forever being, the part that lives on after death, that can leave our bodies, even now, and can travel around the spirit world. I had to study that. I used the occult. I used a lot of witchcraft and understanding. I didn't do witchcraft, but I studied it. I studied astral projection, as they call it, time travel, all kinds of different words for the spirit leaving the body. I studied mind control, how programs were created to control you. I studied all kinds of different topics to help me understand you. The hidden one, the spiritual one, who lives on after death, and your soul, that part of you that Dr. Sigmund Freud called your subconscious, that lived in the biological brain, that was subject to the five senses, and all the neurochemicals, and all the nutrition that we ate. So I had to study a lot of topics. So here, in this word of encouragement, who judges you? We're going to the Psalms, the book of Psalms, written by King David. And it's going to be Psalms 11, 4 through 7. So let's pick up. Verse 4. The Lord, the God of King David, the Lord God of Israel, is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His spiritual eyes behold. His eyelids try. He is looking at you, watching, observing your spirit, listening to your spirit talk. He's watching your soul, who is your helpmate out in the natural planet. He's observing you in your five senses. He can see you in all realms. He is listening and he is looking at you, according to King David. He is looking at all of humanity, the children of men, the children of women, the children called humanity. Verse number 5. The Lord tries, he judges the righteous. I am a righteous person. That means I am in right standing with the King of heaven, with its laws. But I can get unrighteous if I violate them, break the law. For instance, if your nation says drinking and driving is wrong, and I drink, and then I get behind some kind of vehicle and drive, I'm breaking the law. I'm unrighteous. If it's illegal to human traffic children, women, boys, do drugs. And I do that, I am unrighteous. And there's the laws of the kingdom of heaven. Do I glorify him? Do I serve the King of heaven, King David's Lord and God? Do I do what he asked me to do through edicts and decrees? Do I manage the world for him appropriately? He's looking, he's watching, he's listening. But the wicked, the spiritually wicked, and him that loves violence, his soul hates. So what does that mean? That means he's looking at all of us. He's looking to see if Pastor Deborah is continuing to be righteous in everything he gives me to do with the people that he gives me to do it with. In fact, I was up most of the night. He was giving me new young people to train up, to teach, to follow me, to be with me. Their hearts are full of agape love and serving. He brought us before the throne. He gave us edicts and decrees. I even have some young children. Yeah, very young ones, who I will train up. He watches. You have to earn being a master teacher. You have to earn the right through experience, tests, and trials. Because there are so many people, humanity, that need kind, righteous master teachers to train them up to be the next generation of soldiers for the kingdom of heaven, righteous leaders in a nation, rescuers of those who are in slavery spiritually. So last night I got some new people and we had a long talk with the God. We were in his throne room. We were anointed and we began. I've done this before over the years. I had a group of what I called my boys. There were four of them or so. They traveled with me. They would go on assignment. They went behind the enemy lines. They came out of multi-generational Satanism. They stayed in it. And they still worked for the kingdom of heaven. They rescued a lot of people. Saved them from sacrifices. Preached the word through their lives. They moved in the heavy metal music world. The occult world. Astral projection world. Horrible violence, sexual trafficking, drugs, alcohol, you name it. They were in it, even in the Masons. Now I have a next generation of young boys, men, and girls to raise up, to teach and train how to be a spiritual soldier, priest, king, warrior, savior, and then eventually a teacher themselves. So we're learning from King David that God is watching all of us. He's watching us who are righteous in good relationship with him. He gives us a task to do, a decree, an edict. He watches to see if we do it with the right motive, for the right reasons. Do we get the job done and bring glory to him and the kingdom of heaven? He's watching the wicked. Those who love violence, who do evil, wicked things. Maybe you lie on the cameras as a politician. Maybe you choose not to serve him, but you put your hand on a Bible. Maybe you're from another religion that you don't serve him, don't recognize him as God. Maybe you love violence, and you are attacking other nations and people. King David is saying our soul hates those kind of people, those actions and deeds. And he will look to figure out what's going on with you. Verse 6. Upon the wicked, all you that have wicked thoughts, deeds, and are classified wicked by the judge of the universe, the God of King David, He is the one who has the definitions and determines if your actions, your deeds, your thoughts, your images, your desires are wicked or unwicked. Upon the wicked, King David is saying, according to God and His laws of agape love and the kingdom of heaven, He shall rain snares, traps. He will bring fire and brimstone upon you and a horrible tempest. What does that mean? You'll be a mess on the inside. You can also have horrible relationship problems. Your nation, that maybe you're a politician, is a mess. But on the inside is where He's looking, in your soul and spirit. The horrible tempest, storms, depression, hopelessness, anger, jealousy, and even your loyalty to serving another God. He's coming after you. This shall be the portion of their deeds, the cup that they have drunk from. He's looking, He's judging, and He is giving out punishment. He's giving out righteous golden seals, stars, so to speak. You either get a pat on the back for a job well done, a smile, or you get His angry face. If you are not one of His family yet, He understands your deeds. And He will send me and my boys and my troop, my soldiers, to set you free. Verse number 7. For the righteous the Lord loves in and through His righteousness. His, the Lord's countenance, that means His feelings, His emotions, His face, His soul, does look and behold and supports us. He loves us and He has delight in the upright. When I do well and I accomplish the mission that He has set before me, I'm brought before the throne room and I am given awards. Sometimes it's just a smile. Sometimes it's, well done, my faithful servant. Sometimes it's saying, the glory of the Lord lifted high up, brightness on earth. Sometimes it's just a smile that says, I'm well pleased with you, my child. So the question to you in this word of encouragement is, who judges you? Do the people? Does a nation? Does your political party? Does your mama? Your papa? Who judges you? Who calls you righteous? Who calls you unrighteous? King David is saying it's his Lord. It's his God. The God whose holy temple is in the kingdom of heaven. You'll be judged from the throne. What I learned is you either get judged now and change, or upon your day of death, if you say you believe in Him, you're going to the throne room. Your life will be shown in videos, text messages, social media accounts. The evidence is there. Your dreams, your private thoughts, your images, your goals, your desires will all be shown to all of heaven. And we will learn what you have been hiding from us, who you've been worshiping. Maybe you've been bowing down to a statue, maybe a mama, maybe a moon, maybe a prophet or a teacher. Maybe you've been bowing down to animals or men or humans. All of humanity will stand before God. He will judge you one by one. And He will look at you, your deeds and actions, your words, your thoughts, your desires, your goals, what you did, what you didn't do, why you did it, what were the reasons, who were you serving. And you will be judged according to the laws of the kingdom of heaven. Judgment goes on in the kingdom of darkness also by Satan. You do what he tells you to do. If not, you die. Or your family dies. Punishment comes. They're both judges. Who you serve. So we were just asking you, who judges you? King David says his God, his Lord, judges him. The same God that judged King David judges me, Pastor Deborah. So you be encouraged. I want you to know there are cameras on you. Recording every thought you have, every phone conversation, every dream, every desire, image in your heart, every word you've ever said, every meeting you've been in, every television show you've watched, music you've listened to, who you've talked to in private, family members, what you said, what lined up, everything is recorded. Books are written about you. The evidence is there. He has it. And he will judge you. I hope you are judged to be righteous according to the kingdom of heaven and its laws. I will see you next week on another word of encouragement from me, Pastor Deborah of the Hidden Kingdoms, here on the YouTube channel. Don't forget, you can also see me on the YouTube podcast show called Love Is Here, A Voice of Light in the Darkness, and on YouTube Music. Also, I have YouTube Shorts at Pastor Deborah. Also have a children's channel called For Children of All Ages, and another one about freedom, healing, and deliverance called The Light of Love. So you follow me, and maybe you too can become one of my students, disciples, and become a teacher yourself one day. All right, I'll see you next week. Bye.